As papal legate to the 50th International Eucharistic Congress, Cardinal Mark Ouellette travelled west to Ireland's National Marian Shrine of Knock to preach to some 5,000 pilgrims at Mass for the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Here in Dublin, 2,000 volunteers slowly began to dismantle the Eucharistic village in the Royal Dublin Society. Now pilgrims are preparing to make one last journey across the River Liffey that divides the Irish capital to the iconic Croke Park Stadium for the Statio Orbis, or closing Mass. Organisers have confirmed that 75,000 people have booked to attend the Sunday afternoon liturgy, only 10% of whom are foreign pilgrims. This proof, if any were needed, that the Congress is heading toward a climactic finish. And the question on everybody's lips is, what message will Pope Benedict have for the people of Ireland, for the Church, local and universal, gathered here around the Eucharist, when his video message is beamed to participants on giant screens at the end of Mass? But before leaving the RDS grounds Saturday evening, the people naturally drifted one last time towards the picnic tables that are dotted on the green lawns around the arena, and where all week long, in between liturgies, workshops, concerts and moments of prayer and adoration, they sat down for the most Irish of traditions, a cup of tea and a chat. There is no doubt in my mind that these simple wooden tables and benches were as vital to the success of this Congress as the myriad of events painstakingly organised by the Dublin Church. The conversation taking place around them would often be in three or more languages, and on many occasions I have seen deaf pilgrims animatedly communicating with others with the help of special volunteers trained in sign language. They facilitated encounter and communion, which, after all, was the purpose of this entire endeavour. From Dublin, at the 50th International Eucharistic Congress, I'm Emer McCarthy.